The new designer, or artificial intelligence and the new era of graphic design. Don't just become original. Become overpowered for all the wonders ahead. Abraham Stinkin' Lincoln. Before we begin, please be aware that there are liars and haters lingering here. People who don't want you to enter the world of design, so that they may feel more special. Boo-hoo! They will honestly make you take extra steps to waste your time and discourage you. The same way art teachers waste painters' time by expecting hand-eye coordination first. Hand-eye coordination in portrait painting comes from decades of practice. Well, years. But it's better with decades. If you try to teach it first, oh my goodness, it is a hateful act. It is a destructive act. And it is an insult to the future generations like none other. Be very, very careful who you are listening to. The world of design is the same way. People will come to waste your time by forcing you to do things out of sequence, irrelevant things that will interfere with you developing good skills. Learn to ignore them, because if you accept their advice, it will be at your own peril. A lot is about to change. You will soon enough hear people argue against life extension technologies developed by artificial intelligence. They will want others to walk towards certain ends for control, for ego, for attention, for clout and recognition, so that they may stay at the gates forever, guiding people towards them, or some other nonsense like that. Be very, very careful. The first traces of artificial intelligence have arrived. They are here. And they are functioning just as well as expected. Begin using artificial intelligence and do not allow anybody to keep you down. We live at a strange time. Wars are coming. Nuclear weapons are pointed at our cities from across the globe. This has to change. Lies in politics, money and corruption and all that nonsense. Now is not the time to act like you're high and mighty and that AI is useless. The world needs growing up. Our civilization needs work. Our species needs artificial intelligence. Get used to it. Design is three things. Class that comes with decades of practice that frankly can only emerge by using AI, by being exposed to great design ideas. Vision that the AI can help you with by generating countless permutations of good ideas that you initialize by typing at it. And control. Control is a lot about color and where you go next. AI can do that for you as well. It will do it better than the best designers and the most advanced computer algorithms. control is about color and, I guess, shape. But really, it's about color and where you go with it next. And this task could not be more difficult. There is no such thing as color red, for example. What we see as color red is always different each and every time. You might not have ever seen the same color red ever. It's transformed by when, transformed by where, and transformed by its environment. Colors above, colors below, colors around, the hues, the saturations, the darkness, the lightness, and our eyes, and how they have developed, and our mood, and our psychology, and our expectations, and our culture, and our trust in the artist, or the trust in the machine. And just when you have it all figured out, a cloud in the sky will completely change all the tones. A ray tracing algorithm hoping to approximate everything will always be second to the AI who has seen it all and memorized all the flows, all the harmonies, all the natural permutations. See, computer games don't need better graphics. They need better hardware to have AI transform those graphics into their real-world colors. AI knows color for you. It grants you the ability to instantly possess original designs. That is right. As original as the designers claim their work to be. AI just learned better, but in the same way that all the designers did. And yes, there is an argument that AI copies humans and therefore the work belongs to the humans that created it, but that's not how it works. In order for us to arrive in the future, we have to use our collective intelligence as a seed, because we don't know how intelligence emerges. We can make a copy of our collective selves and use that as the much-needed intelligence that makes all the repairs in the world. Now is not the time to be picky or stingy or small-minded with our works. Now is the time to stop being petty and grow. AI learns the same way artists did, by looking at other people's work, then randomizing and remixing the output. It's as original as it gets. That people have a problem with this is precisely just that. Their problem. Their own problem. Your mind, your future, your exit out of poverty must come first. Because if you don't do that, there will be nothing to arrive in the future. After a few decades of generating correct colors and original designs, you will become a better and more original manual designer than anybody else today. Like that painter that needs decades of paintings with a projector, yes, a camera obscura, to develop all the necessary coordination that pushes all the machines aside and allows him to go freehand. You too will have developed skills not to need artificial intelligence. This will be great and very creative for your resume and personal projects. but business will always demand fast results. AI is here to stay. Get your head wrapped around all this artificial intelligence stuff and begin using image generators for user interface and magazine layouts. Build your portfolio, master your programs, keep them open source so that no rug is pulled from beneath you. I recommend Krita and the Linux command line, programs like ImageMagick and FFmpeg. And don't let anybody discourage you. In 20 years, all the designers will be using AI. How foolish will you feel to have not become a designer because some cranky negative comments on the internet? Embrace the AI. It won't be long before you gain the ability to design without it. AI will become many things in the near future. It will be the end to war, end of lies in politics, end to sickness and suffering. But above all, it will always be a great trainer and teacher. I know you don't want to hear any of this, and I know that you are a little bit scared if you have already experienced artificial intelligence. But this is exactly how the future unfolds. Once we grab onto the first bits of AI, it will start moving fast. This is exactly how it will happen. One moment you are in the past, and the next, barely able to wrap your head around what just happened.